Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Texas Rangers and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Texas Rangers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Toby Hara. Batting second. The left fielder, Gary Ward. Batting third. The third baseman, Buddy Bell. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Pete O'Brien. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Larry Parrish. Batting sixth. The DH, Cliff Johnson. Batting seventh. The center fielder, George Wright. Batting eighth. The catcher, Don Slott. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Kurt Wilkerson. Pitching for the Texas Rangers, Dickie Knowles. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Paul Molitor. Batting second. The left fielder, Robin Yount. Batting third. The first baseman, Cecil Cooper. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Doug Loman. Batting fifth. The DH, Ted Simmons. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Ben Ogilvy. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jim Gantner. Batting eighth. The catcher, Charlie Moore. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Brian Giles. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Moose Haas. And now, play ball. Toby Hara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hara hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward strikes out. Two outs. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gantner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Rangers nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Knowles fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hara settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a fly ball into center field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Rangers nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Rangers will come to bat. Pete O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien strikes out. One out. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a fly ball into center field. Loman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cliff Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Rangers nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Doug Loman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Loman hits a pop-up towards first. O'Brien settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Knowles fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ben Ogilvy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvy hits a fly ball into left field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Rangers nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Rangers will come to bat. George Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops it up and throws to first, with Haas covering, for the out. One out. Don Slot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Slot hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kurt Wilkerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilkerson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Giles scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Rangers nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Knowles fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards first. O'Brien scoops it up and throws to first, with Knowles covering, for the out. Two outs. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wilkerson can't make a play. That's a base hit. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0 for 1 in the game. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hara scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Rangers nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Rangers will come to bat. Toby Hara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hara is 0 for 1 in the game. Hara hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 1 in the game. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards short. Giles fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Pete O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Brien hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Rangers nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 1 in the game. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 1 in the game. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Doug Loman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Loman is 0 for 1 in the game. Loman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wilkerson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Rangers nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Rangers will come to bat. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 1 in the game. Parrish hits a pop-up towards short. Giles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cliff Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Ogilvy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0 for 1 in the game. Wright hits a pop-up towards short. Giles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Rangers nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 1 in the game. Simmons hits a fly ball into left field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 0 for 1 in the game. Ogilvie strikes out. Two outs. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0 for 1 in the game. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards first. O'Brien scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gantner for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Rangers nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Rangers will come to bat. Don Slott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Slott is 0 for 1 in the game. Slott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Giles scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Kurt Wilkerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilkerson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilkerson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner misplays the ball. That's an error on Gantner. Toby Hara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hara is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hara takes first base on ball 4. Wilkerson moves to second. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 2 in the game. Ward strikes out. There goes Wilkerson. The throw from Moore and Wilkerson is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Rangers nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 1 in the game. Moore strikes out. One out. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giles is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Giles hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0 for 2 in the game. Molitor strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Rangers nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Rangers will come to bat. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 2 in the game. Bell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lohman who is chasing the ball. Bell reaches third base with a triple. Pete O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 0 for 2 in the game. O'Brien hits a ball on the ground towards short. Giles scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bell scores. One out. It's 1-0, Rangers. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 2 in the game. Parrish hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gantner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cliff Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wayne Tolleson pinch runs for Cliff Johnson. George Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0 for 2 in the game. Wright hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tolleson moves to second. Don Slott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Slott is 0 for 2 in the game. Slott hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor juggles the ball. That's an error on Molitor. Tolleson scores. Wright goes all the way around to score. Slott moves to second. Two runs are unearned. It's 3-0, Rangers. Kurt Wilkerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilkerson is 0 for 2 in the game. Wilkerson takes first base on ball 4. Pete Ladd now pitching. Toby Hara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hara is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hara is hit by the pitch. Slott moves to third. Wilkerson moves to second. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 3 in the game. Ward hits a fly ball into center field. Lohman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Rangers 3, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 2 in the game. Yount hits a fly ball into right field. Parrish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 2 in the game. Cooper hits a fly ball into center field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doug Lohman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lohman is 0 for 2 in the game. Lohman hits a ball on the ground towards first. O'Brien scoops it up and throws to first, with Knowles covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Rangers 3, and the Brewers nothing. The Rangers will come to bat. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Bell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pete O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. O'Brien hits a pop-up towards short. Giles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 3 in the game. Parrish hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bell moves to third. Parrish moves to second. Bob Jones pinch hits for Wayne Tolleson. Bob Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bell scores. Parrish scores. It's 5-0, Rangers. George Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Jones moves to second. George Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Wright takes first base on ball 4. Don Slott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Slott is 0 for 3 in the game. Slott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Giles fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Rangers 5, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Dave J. Schmidt now pitching. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 2 in the game. Simmons hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Parrish. Simmons reaches second base with a double. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 0 for 2 in the game. Ogilvie hits a fly ball into center field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Simmons moves to third. One out. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0 for 2 in the game. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hara scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Simmons scores. Two outs. It's 5-1, Rangers. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 2 in the game. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wilkerson misplays the ball. That's an error on Wilkerson. Paul Householder pinch hits for Brian Giles. Paul Householder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Householder strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Rangers 5, and the Brewers 1. The Rangers will come to bat. Bob McClure now pitching. Ed Romero now playing shortstop. Kurt Wilkerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilkerson is 0 for 2 in the game. with a walk. Wilkerson takes first base on ball four. Toby Hara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hara is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Hara hits a fly ball into right field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-4 in the game. Ward hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gantner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Romero fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Rangers 5, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0-for-3 in the game. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wilkerson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-3 in the game. Yount hits a pop-up towards third. Bell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-3 in the game. Cooper hits a fly ball into left field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Texas Rangers, 5, and Milwaukee Brewers, 1. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.